Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. In this next segment, we're going to get an update from Maddie Ogle. She is the head of community engagement at the Manhattan Public Library. She joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Glad to get an update here from the library. And we're going to talk about a number of different things here going on. But first, I want to start with renovations. I saw that a Facebook update recently here on social media that part of the library is currently undergoing renovations. What is being improved upon?
Yes. So if you've walked into the library, you'll notice that there's the big sheet of plastic up, and our circulation desk has temporarily moved just over slightly. So what's happening behind that plastic sheet is a new circulation desk that will include a automated materials handling unit. So lots of big words there. Really what that comes to mean is that it is a pre-sorting machine that when items get returned, it will help reduce staff time when they're having to sort the items. And so it will actually speed up the process of returning items to the actual shelves so that patrons can find them easier and hopefully sooner. So with that new system coming in place, they went ahead and renovated the whole desk. So we'll just flow with that layout. I've even been told that it should be one of those displays where you can look through the glass and see the machine at work. So it should be a pretty exciting thing to see. And it's actually coming along pretty well. Initially, they told us it would be about a 10-week project, and they're still keeping to that timeline. So right now, we're looking at that hopefully by the end of February, our circulation staff should be back in that location, and the new desk will be ready for use.
All right, good to know. And that's exciting stuff here, because it's an improvement here to something and making it a little bit more efficient, so that's nice to see.
Yes.
Let's talk about the Manhattan Library Association and how one can become a member or renew their existing memberships.
Yes, so you know, MLA, their biggest fundraising initiative throughout the year is the book sale. And last year, we weren't able to have the book sale due to COVID. And one of the benefits of being an MLA member is not only that you're supporting library programs by purchasing a membership, but that you also get access into the book sale when we do have it. And so the memberships start at $10. You can renew or join both online. We have a new online payment option this year, or you can just print off the membership form that's on our website and mail it back in. But like I said, memberships start at $10 for an individual and just go up to $100, but it just depends on what people are looking for. But like I mentioned, MLA stands for Manhattan Library Association, or Friends of the Library. And so once again, their initiative is all volunteer based, but it's hoping to, and their efforts go to raising money for library programs. So a lot of the events that you see, marketing initiatives, that kind of stuff comes from funds raised by those friends groups. Another area that the Friends of the Library really supports the library is through the Rosie's Corner. So once again, that's MLA and those volunteers putting in those hours. We actually had a meeting last night, and with COVID, once again, we had to close down that area. But the really neat thing is the volunteers, once we were able to open that back up since April, have put in over 700 hours of volunteer time just sorting through book donations and stocking that little book corner inside the library, but also preparing boxes for the book sale. So it's a pretty cool thing. Just feel supported and just hearing how each of those members that are a part of MLA have their own library story and how it's impacted them.
That's cool. People really care about their library. That's neat to hear.
Yes. Very special.
All right. So, Maddie, as far as events are concerned, what's the situation on that at the library right now?
Yeah. So, the library does have our January and February programs out. And so, you'll be able to see those online. However, with trying to use some caution, coming up through January 25th, it's a Tuesday, all of our programs have been canceled. So if you are registered for one of the events from now until January 25th, you would have been informed that they were canceled. And you'll see on our online calendar that they are not available to sign up for. So as of right now, we're taking it up until January 25th. And then our hope is that on January 25th, as long as the safety for our community is looking okay to host in-person programs, then we will resume with that. And once again, our programs are free, open to the public. So all you have to do right now is just register. So we have kids, teens, and adult programs, but just stressing the importance of we hope to be back very soon, but right now we're just postponing until January 25th.
And we're talking with Maddie Ogle, Head of Community Engagement at the Manhattan Public Library. You mentioned the book sale. What updates can you give us on that? Will we have one in 2022?
Yes. Will we have one in 2022? That is the question. As of right now, the answer is yes. And those dates. So in the past, we've had it at the end of February. Right now, our friends group has decided to look at the last week of April, beginning of May, to host the book sale. Just hopefully so we can get further from where we are at in the COVID-19 pandemic and maybe see that we can do that safely. That's our biggest concern, is that it is, once again, volunteer-based, and we have a lot of people here, so we're just wanting to take those precautions. So right now, it is tentatively set for the last weekend in April. Our goal right now is that by late March, we will have the official announcement that, yes, we are still going to go ahead, and we'll just keep planning as if we're going to have it. But once again, if something comes up, we'll have to make that announcement. So for right now, get excited, get your MLA membership, because you can get in the first day before any of the public can to shop for some books.
That is a popular event here in the city of Manhattan. I know a lot of people look forward to it, and we're sad that it didn't happen last year. So we'll cross our fingers that will stay true.
Yes.
I understand you were telling me here that the library has a new director coming on board.
Yes. So his name is Eric Norris, and he actually started just last week. So he made it through his first week. So woohoo. Yes, Eric's great. He actually comes to us from the State Library of Kansas. He was the state librarian there for Kansas. And then prior to that job, he actually worked at Hayes Public Library, where he was the director for 6 years. So truly has a long list of experience and a long passion of serving libraries. So we're very fortunate that he is here in Manhattan. Of course, we miss Linda and how much that she gave to the library, but he's really came in and trying to learn everything and learn the systems. And so hopefully here soon we can get him on a in focus chat so you guys can really get to know him. But yes, he is here. Once again, his name is Eric Norris. So if you ever are in the library, feel free to stop by admin and see if he's here to say hi.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I know there's a lot of good stuff that takes place at the library, and there's a lot of ways you can interact online as well. We should probably plug the website here for you.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the biggest things that we've seen is our increase in people utilizing online resources and the Holds Corner, because people just would much rather have it, you know, where they don't have to come into the library, but still have their physical items or be able to listen digitally. So if you are looking for any of those resources, our website is mhklibrary.org.
Okay, very good. Is there anything else I haven't touched on you want to get out there to the public today?
I don't think so. I would just say just keep following us on social media, on Facebook. That's where we're most active with current updates, what's going on. And then, like I said, we're back to in-person programs. So take a look at our website, sign up for some, once again, all free. And we're already planning for summer reading 2022. So, get that on your radar that will be happening. And, hopefully we'll be back at the end of February with an update on the circulation, construction.
Okay. Sounds good. Maddie Ogle, again, Head of Community Engagement at the Manhattan Public Library, joining us here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.